The first time you have a paying client or customer, it can feel a little bit stressful. You're worried. You want to make sure that you get a good review, especially if you're doing anything public. Today's caller, they are doing, what is it? Looks like installation of window blinds. And they're just worried about the process, which is normal. I think it's just kind of human nature when you set out to work for yourself for the first time, or you start a new project and it's, you know, the first client or customer, first impression. Early clients, early projects shape confidence and word of mouth. You always worry about disaster, but fortunately, most disasters are preventable with some upfront expectations, just as important as execution, I think. So let's talk about it. Going to hear this question. How do I avoid a bad review on my first client job? We could also say, how do you get a great review? Let's focus on creating positive experiences. How about that? Detailed question and my answer coming right up.
Hi, Side Hustle team. I'm about to take on my first paid project, a custom install of window blinds for a large home. I'm terrified the client will dislike it, leave a bad review, and tank my reputation before I even begin. That fear makes me endlessly worry instead of getting down to work. How do experienced side hustlers handle the risk of disappointing an early customer? Is there a process, draft reviews, limited revisions, that protects me if the first attempt isn't perfect?
Well, it sounds like you mostly need a confidence boost. Obviously, you wouldn't be getting into this if you didn't have the skill to do it. And I think it's good to be worried about your results. Like you want to go into this situation thinking, you know, how can I do the best possible job? That's better than just not caring, right? So you ask, how do experienced side hustlers handle the risk of disappointing customers? I think mostly you need to get some experience, and then you will see that most customers are good and most clients are going to be happy with your work. But, you know, to give you a couple of logistical steps, I would say just make sure you scope it in writing, like make sure everything is written out really clearly, list every window, blind model, colors, install date, any other pertinent detail, list it all in one brief estimate. Just keep it really clear. Do a mid-project walkthrough, perhaps after the first room is done. Just make sure that homeowner can inspect. Ask them, you know, does it feel right when you pull on it on the blinds? Is the height correct? So basically, you know, if you're doing other kinds of work, you're just asking them specific questions about, you know, the outcome of the work and the desired functionality. And then for those reviews, I would say preempt those reviews with a feedback email. So you send a short note 24 hours after completion. Thank you so much for inviting me to install your blinds. If everything looks good, would you mind leaving me a brief review? It really helps a ton. And you could also say, like, if not, if you'd rather not do that, like, reply here and I'll make it right. Like, if there's any problem at all, please let me know so I have a chance to fix it. I think if you do that, that's going to cover 95% of problems. And I hope you have a great experience with that first client. I hope it leads to many more. And I hope you'll be able to come back and report and say, I've had 100 clients now, and like the business is going great. And there have been some learning lessons along the way, of course, but I'm so glad I did this. So that is my wish for you. Listeners, I'm always wishing you well as well. Thanks for tuning in today. 3,272 episodes now in the catalog, all available for free download or streaming. New episodes wherever you get your podcasts. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.